Okay, Shalom Rabosai, today's daf is Yuma Daf Lamed Zayin, and we're here at Lamed Vav Amud Beis, about 10 lines up at the two dots. So we had, if you remember the Mishnah I'd be talking about, the Kohen Gadol, the Mishnah on Lamed Hema Beis at the bottom, talked about that the Kohen Gadol would bring his par, his cow, bull, ox, probably more accurately, and do a vidui over that cow, and he would say the famous phrase, "Ana Hashem avizi pashati chatasi lefanecha ani beisi." Right, Yishai Ribo has a pretty famous song about that nowadays. So, either way, that's what we're talking about over here. And the Gemara says, "Tanur Rabbanan," right, on the Lamed Vav Amud Beis by the two dots. V'chiper, right, v'chiper da bado v'yad beiso. That b'kaparas devarim akosim b'daver. Meaning, the kapara here by the par is achieved by the vidui, by the words that he says. Right, again, you normally think of kapara being achieved by a korban, by the sprinkling of the blood. So here it's talking about the vidu bekapar's devarim, by the speech. So ata omak bekapar's devarim, or ino ela kapar's damin. How do you know it's kapara through the vidu, through the words? Maybe it's kapara through the sprinkling of the blood. So hari ani dans, I'll judge, meaning not a kavachomer, but a xerishava. It says over here kapara. It says over there kapara. What is over there? There is by the seir hamishtalech, by the two goats, right? As we're going to talk about today, there was a lottery, and right, one goat went for Hashem, one goat went for Lazazel. So ma kapara hamura b'seir dvarim, af kapara hamura b'par dvarim. Right, well, how is the atonement achieved by the seirim, by the goats? So you chuck the seir Lazazel off the cliff, right? There was a vidui there as well. So just like the kapara over there is achieved by speaking, is by vidui, so do over here. So Gemara says, well, vim nav shach lomar, and if you want to say, maybe I'll give you another option. Right, hareza omer, v'ikriv aron es par chatasa shelo, v'chiver bado v'ad beso. Right, again, that pasuk says, Aaron brings the par, and he atones for his family, v'adayim lo nishchar par. And the cow has not yet been shechted. So you see that the v'chiper is before the shechita, so therefore it must be v'dvarim, because there's no blood here whatsoever. So the Gemara says, my v'im nav shach lomer, why did you bring a second option? Right, just give me one option. Right? What do you need the second one? So the Gemara says, very, very, very well, that there were two parts to the goat, right, the seer Lashem and seer Lazazel, right, that whole ceremony, there were two goats, right, by the seer Lazazel, the goat that got chucked off the cliff. So yeah, that was the kapara, was bedvarim. But by the seer Lashem, right, that was brought as a korban, right? And they sprinkled the blood. So, and just the back of the Gemara, v'chitem v'nelef misir hanasa b'fnim shekaparasu b'damim, right, there's another part to that avoda, right? You learn from the seerim and send the kaparas from the words. Well, what about the other goat that gets shechted and offers as a korban, right? There, the kapara is with blood. So therefore, Hare Omer v'chiper v'adayim lo nishchar par. So therefore, we give you a second option to learn this halacha that the kapara by the par, by the Kohen Gadol's ox, that is done bidvar. Okay, says the Gemara, Umenayin shebe ana. How do you know that he says ana Hashem chatazi viti peshati? Right, ana, right, ana Hashem Oshiana. Right, please. Right, lechora ana means please. As look at Rashi, shehi vidui zeh. This vidui should be with ana. Not all viduis, as we'll mention, start with ana, please. So nemar kain kapara v'nemar lahalim b'chorev kapara. So just like it says over here, it's kapara. It says also b'chorev. Right, when Moshe did a few look at Rashi, but ma'ase ego. Right, ulai achapara bad chataschem. What did ana? What did Moshe say? Ana chata ha'amazeh chata ha'gedola. Right, Moshe said, please Hashem, this nation has sinned a great sin by the Egel Azav. So Malahalam ba'ana afkan ba'ana so too, just like it says kapara over there, and it says kapara over here, so too over here, we say have the lashon of ana, of please. Uminayin shebishem, how do you know that he says ana Hashem, and it says the yukei vavke, the Hashem Hashem. So nemar kan kapara, but nemar egla rufa kapara. We don't learn it by the Egel Hazav, we learn it by the Egel Arufa. But again, that's by the halacha that if someone is found in between two cities, a body is found in between two cities, we don't know who killed him. So does the Kanim of one city go out and they break a cow's neck, right? Because they don't, to atone for the fact that they didn't send this guy out of the city with accompaniment to protect him, whatever, etc. So we learn it from Egel Arufa. It says Kapara over there as well. So Malahalim B'Shem, Afkan B'Shem. So too, just like over there, they mention the Shem Hashem, so too over here. So Amar Abaye says, right, so I get it that you can't learn chorev, right, from the Egla Rufa, because my dahava hava, meaning you don't need to learn a halacha of what Moshe did at Har Sinai, right, from the halachas of Egla Rufa, because right, Moshe davening for Am Yisrael because of the Egel Azov, that happened already. Right, you don't need to learn a halacha. That was just a story. It's something happened in the past. Ela Egel Arufa Telev Micharev. But why don't we learn the halachos of Egel Arufa from what happened by the Egel Azov? Right, meaning you should say, and therefore you should say Ana by the Egel Azov, by the Egel Arufa. There is no lashon of Ana. There's no lashon of please. Right, even though there was by the Egel Azov, why don't we connect those two? So Gemara says, if you tell me maybe there is a language of Ana, but please, by the Egel Arufa, that's not within the Mishnah, Vakohanim Omrim Kaper Lamcha Yisrael, Ravi Ba'ana Lo Ka'amar. Right, there is no, again, the Pasuk says, right, there's no language of Ana by the Egel Arufa. So why, if we're learning from Moshe Davening by the Egel Azov as the paradigm, so why don't we learn that to Egel Arufa as well? So Gemara says, Echanami Kasha, right, that's a good question. We don't really have an answer for that right now. Okay. Says the Gemara again. Vehin onin achra, right? And then they would say afterwards, right, when the Kohen Gadol would say all the stuff, the Am Yisrael would say, Baruch Shem, Kavod Malchuso Le'Lavoid. So Tanya would have done it. Right? So Rabbi Omer, Kishem Hashem Hekra, Avogodol Elokeinu. And we call out to Akash Baruch Hu, right? The name, where we should give greatness to Akash Baruch Hu, but that's also the pasuk that teaches us that you have to say Birchas Torah in the morning. So Bishash Ani Maskir Shmosh Akash Baruch Hu Atam Havu Godol. Right, when I, i.e. the Kohen Gadol, gives greatness to Akash Baruch Hu, you should also give greatness to Akash Baruch Hu. Meaning when the Kohen Gadol says the name of Hashem, we should give call out Hashem's greatness. Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Omer Zecher Tzadik Livracha. It quotes a different pasuk. Right? That's right. We say the phrase Zecher Tzadik Livracha all the time. That's actually a pasuk in Mishlei. Right? That's actually what if for people who say psukim at the end. At the end of Shmoneh Esrei, corresponding to their name, so the pasuk for Ze'ev, right? Again, they take a letter at the beginning and a letter at the end. So is this pasuk, right? Zecher Tzadik Livracha v'shem Rishayim Yirkav. So you have Zayin at the beginning, Beis at the end. So that's the pasuk for the name Ze'ev. Anyway, so what is that pasuk teaches me? That also that again the same idea. Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Kosh Baruch Hu is called a tzadik. Right, how do you know? So I'm going to have Yisrael, B'shashani, Maskir, Tzadik Olamim, Atem, Tnu Bracha. When I mentioned the Tzadik, right, again, Tzadik Hashem, B'chol Rechav, right, Hashem is called the Tzadik. So whenever we mention Hashem, so then give a Bracha, meaning that's what you say, you should say, Baruch Hashem, Kavod, Machusol, Olam Voed. I should just mention, now that again, it popped into my head, I wanted to say at the beginning, but if I'm not mistaken, this is the 500th Daf in Shas, if you've started from the beginning of the Daf Yomi cycle. So, give yourself a l'chaim. I don't know if you're going to put it on pause, but at least afterwards, go crack open a beer, whatever it is, to celebrate. 500 dafim is a tremendous accomplishment. Okay, new Mishnah. Ba'lo the Mizrach Hazara Latzofon HaMizbeach. Right, now the Kohen Gadol went to the east, the eastern part of the Azara, to the north of the Mizbeach. Hasgan mimino v'rosh beis av mismolo. The Sgan, which was the vice Kohen Gadol, the backup and the vice Kohen Gadol for all intents and purposes, he was on the right. V'rosh beis av mismolo, and the head of whichever Kohanim's watch was on for that date, right, the head of that family would be on the left of the Kohen Gadol. V'sham shnei se'irim, there were two goats. V'kalpi ha'izo shama, and there was also a box in which order to draw lots. Kalpi is a modern Hebrew word as well, which means the ballot box. Whenever the phrase, the vernacular in Hebrew nowadays, to go to vote, is lecha lekalpi, to go to the kalpi. We use that nowadays as well. So anyway, so that there was a box there for a lottery. Maybe that's a marker for putting this. If you ever voted in Israel, so it's like you put a little envelope in a cardboard box. So maybe like fifth grade student council elections. Anyway, so they have the kalpi over there. The ubash negorelos. There were two lots there. Shel eshkra, made of some sort of wood. Hayu, they were made out of some sort of wood. V'asan ben gamla shalzov. Ben gamla made them out of gold. He was one of the Kohen Gadolim. Could be unclear whether it's the same Kohen Gadol as mentioned in Bava Basra, who was not such a big tzaddik. Doesn't make so much sense because here the Chachamim, you'll see at the end of the Mishnah, the Chachamim praised everybody listed here who did something above and beyond. So Ben Gamla, okay, the Kohen Gadol over here made the lots out of gold. Again, they praised him, that was praiseworthy. Ben Cotton, also Yud Beis Dod Lekior, we mentioned this before, the Kohen Gadol named Ben Cotton, would make made 12, what's it called, for the Kior, 12 faucets for the Kior. There used to be two. Right, there used to be only two, and then he made extra for the Kior, so all the 12 people doing the Korban Tami could wash at the same time. Who also muchni the Kior? He also made a pulley system for the Kior that they could lower it down into a natural spring, so that the water inside the Kior would not turn puzzle, because it would lay overnight, so when you dropped it into the spring, so then it connected with Mayim Chaim, and that water was revitalized. It was not considered to have been left overnight and puzzle. Okay, Shalom Hayu Miyamav, I jumped the gun a little bit, right? Shalom Hayu Miyamav Nifsalim Belina, because again, the idea was here that if you have water left in the cure overnight, then it would become puzzle, because anything that's put in a klisharis, anything put in a holy vessel, becomes possible, Lina, becomes puzzle if it stays overnight. So he figured out the system to lower the Kior back down into the ground, into some sort of well, to keep the water fresh, to keep it from puzzling. Munbaz HaMelech, also a big discussion who this was, could be one of the Hashmonai kings, could be perhaps after the Purim story. Okay, either way, Haya Osa Kol Yados Kalim Shayom Kippurim Shalzav, he would make all the handles of all the Kalim on Yom Kippur out of gold. The Gemara will ask, why didn't you just make the kalim out of gold? Helene imo asta nivreshes shelzav. Helen, his mother, made a nivreshes. Nivreshes literally means a brush, but Rashi says over here it was some sort of menorah. Obviously not the menorah. We'll see exactly where it was. She made it out of gold. Al pesach heichal, and it was put at the entrance to the heichal. We'll see exactly what for what purpose. Excuse me. Vafi asta tavla shelzav. She had Parsha Sota Ksuva Aleha. She also made a panel of gold that you had the Parsha of the Sota, right? You would have the Parsha of the Sota written on it, so that you can copy the Parsha of the Sota onto a piece of parchment and erase it in the waters of the Sota. Okay, she made that kind of like as some sort of decor, or maybe perhaps just so the Kohen could kind of read off of it. He wouldn't need a chumash. Okay. Nicanor, as we talked about, we're going to talk about not today, but the miracles that happened with Nicanor and the gates. So Nasu Nisim L'dal Sosav, there were miracles done for his gates, the gates that he was shipping in. Avayim Maskirnos on the Shrach and Chazal thought all of these people were praiseworthy. They remember them. With praise, literally means that all the things that we mentioned in the Mishnah were proper, they were done well. Okay, so now the Mishnah says, Midgamel itself on a Mizbeach. Again, what are the first thing the Mishnah said? It said that the Kohen Gadol then went to the Mizrach HaZara, the eastern part of the Hazara, and then Letzaf on a Mizbeach, and he went to the north the Mizbeach. Mechlal, the Mizbeach, Lav itself on Koi. So apparently, that implies that the Mizbeach itself, right, was not in the north. Right, again, that literally, if you can imagine, right, let's say there's an imaginary line going between the north and the south, right, smack in between of the Heichal. So the Mizbeach, the top of the Mizbeach, was resting on the border between the north and south, right? If you can imagine, right, if you have graphic design nowadays, if you do, like, Canva or whatever, so you have, like, this line where the image snaps to. So if you can imagine this, the dotted line that's smack in the middle of the Heichal, so the top of the Mizbeach was bordered on that line, the midpoint of the Azara. Meaning that just to be clear, that's a machlokes exactly where the Mizbeach was, and the Heichal was a machlokes in the Gemara Zvachim. But again, this implication is if he had to go to the east, right? I mean, if he was in the east, right, and then he went to the north, so that implies that the Mizbeach itself, right, was not in the north, right? If you have to go to the north, implies it's not in the north. So money, who is that? So Rabbi Yosef ben Yaakov, right? That's Rabbi Yosef ben Yaakov, the Tanya, like we learned in the Brisa. It's a phone of Hashem, right? He should shecht it to north by Hashem, right? She ate Safon Kulo Ponoi, implying that the entire north should be open, should be clear, meaning that the northern space above the Mizbeach should be clear, devoid of anything. So if you're telling me that the Mizbeach itself was entirely in the southern part, right, and just bordered the northern part, so that's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Shita. Problem is, Arishu Rabbi Elazar ben Shimoni. But didn't we say, again, the last Mishnah said, that we're talking about Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, that the Mizbeach was in the north. Right, again, it was Mashma. Again, if you remember that on Lamed Vav, I think, I forget it, maybe Lamed Hey, Lamed Vav, that again, you could shecht. What did we say? We said you could shecht the shore, the par between the ulam and the mizbeach. So that implied that the mizbeach was a little bit in the north, because if you have to shech the cow, the ox in the north, so if you shecht it between the ulam and the mizbeach, right? So in the north, so that implies that the mizbeach was in the north. So now you're telling me that the mizbeach was in the south. I mean, that the first Mishnah, the last Mishnah we just had, said, implies the Mizbeach was in the north. This Mishnah implies the Mizbeach is in the south. Is in the south. So the Gemara says, no. He kula Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov. But really, no. All of this Mishnah and the last Mishnah is also Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov. V'tanim b'bein ha'ulam l'mizbeach. Right, again, what does it say? That the Mishnah should say between the ulam and the Mizbeach, meaning in the area, not literally between the Mizbeach and the ulam, but in the area, in the airspace, in the vicinity, between, that would be between the Mizbeach and the ulam, that basically that space is where the cow was shechted, but not that the Mizbeach itself was in the north, right? And then the two Mishnayos line up, that the Mizbeach was, right, it bordered the north, was, but not actually in the northern part of the Heichal. Okay. So now, Hazgan b'yimino v'rosh beis av b'smolo, again, the Kohen Gadol is flanked on the right and the left. I'm Rabbi Yehuda ha-mahalach li'yimin rabo harei zebor. The problem is that Rabbi Yehuda has a statement, if you go to the right of your Rebbe, right, so then you're a boor, you're a fool, you're an idiot, you're ignoramus. Many Rashi says you're not a balmidos. Okay, right, you're a bum. Loosely translated. Problem is, Tanam with our Mishnah has got to be mean over Rosh based on Smolo. Our Mishnah says, what do you mean? You have a guy on the right and a guy on the left. The Otanya, we also learned in the Brisa, Shlosha Hayu Mahalchan Baderech, if three people are traveling together, Harav Ba'emza, Godel B'Yemino, V'Kata Mismalo. And sure enough, we have a Brisa that lines up like this as well. That if the three people are traveling, the Rebbe's in the middle, the best Talmud is on the right, and the lower, the lesser Talmud is on the left. So too, we also find B'Shlosha Malchei Sharis, the three angels, Shebo Eitz L'Avram, right, they came to visit Avram, right, Parshas Vayera, Michal Ba'emza, Michal, which was the greatest of the angels in the middle, Gavriel B'Yemino, Gavriel on the right, Rafal B'Smala, Rafal on the left, right, in order. It was 3-1-2, right, that was the order of greatness. So what's going on over here? Why can't you stand to the right of your Rebbe? What's Rebbe Yehuda's talking about? So talking about Rav Shmuel, or Papa, Kameidi Rav Ada, Kadeshit Kasabo Rabo. No, what he's saying is that again, if you're covering, meaning that your teacher, meaning that's the goal. Meaning the goal, you should walk behind, right? Not that the Rebbe should quote unquote cover him. I guess with his shadow or something, or that the two people should cover his. I got your back, right? I'll cover you, right? Same idea that they should be behind him. As the Gemara says, 1 second, Tani Mahalek, can I get Rabo or raise a boar? But so 1 second, if you walk directly behind your Rebbe, that's also right with all lack of midos, because right? It's if you're next in line. So Gemara says, yeah, Achori Rabo Hareze Megasi Ruach. Achori Rabo Hareze Megasi Ruach. Right, and if you're behind him, then you're also a Baal Gaiva. So Keneged Rabbo is next to, and Achore, and behind his Rebbe, is behind him. Right, so you shouldn't walk next to him, because then you're a boor, then you're a Baal Midos, you're not a Baal Midos, it's inappropriate, and if you walk behind him, so then you're also a Baal Gaiva, because it looks like you're next in the line. So like Mar says, no, and the Bensadi, that's do they. Really, they're like kind of triangled off. Yeah, they're a bit to the right and a bit behind. Right, again, you're not exactly behind them, right? You're at an angle. That's the appropriate place to walk in the stomach. That's where the Kohen Gadol and everybody was set up in the Mizbech, in the Beis Hamikdash as well. Okay, the Kalpi Haisa Sham of Shnei Gorolos. There were two lots in this box. Tanur Rabbanan Venasan Aharon Al Shnei Asirim Gorolos. Gorolos shall call Dover. Right, you could have lots made out of anything. Right, like Aharon took these two lots. Could be made out of whatever. Yochel yitein shnayim alzeh. Maybe there should have been two for each. Tamalomar gor alecha l'Hashem and gor alecha l'Azazel. Therefore, the pasuk clarifies. No, it was two total, one for each, one for Hashem, one for Azazel. So inkan l'Hashem ela gor alecha, inkan l'Azazel ela echad. Right, there's only one for each. Yochel yitein alshem v'shel azel v'ashel azazel alzeh v'shel shem v'shel azazel alzeh. Maybe they should have two sides. Right, like a dice almost, like one side Hashem, one side Azazel. Tamalom Gora Echad Hashem. In Kan Hashem Ela Echad. In Kan Azazel Ela Echad. Right, again, just have one name on each lot. Imkain I. So therefore, my Tamalom Goralos. Okay, if you tell me that there's one lot on each, so what do you need to tell me? They were Goralos plural. Should you shove it? Right, this should be equal. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean you should have one circle and one square, because then you know which is which. Right, obviously, they had to be the same size. in the same shape, but right, one shouldn't have been gold, one shouldn't have been, and one have been silver. That you shouldn't do. Right, obviously, and you certainly shouldn't have one that's big and one that's small. The Gemara says you can make it out of anything. Pshita. Right, well, obviously, you can make it out of anything. Right, this is not this is an avoda, but why can't you make it out of anything? What does it matter what it's made out of? So Gemara says, "Latzricha l'kedetanya." No, we need for the following. Fisha matzinu b'tzitz shehashem kosev alav. Right, you know that tzitz had the shem Hashem on it. V'ushal zaf, and that was made out of gold. Right, yochel afzeh came. So too, you might have thought that if you have to write the shem Hashem on this lot, so then it should be made out of gold as well. Tanu rabana, tamalomer. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Goral." Goral, right? It says the word goral twice. Riba shel zayis, riba shel egos, riba shel ashkaroa. It can be made out of anything. It can be out of olive wood, out of nuts. I assume that's nut wood. I don't know. And ashkaroa and some other type of wood. Right? It can be made out of anything. Okay. Cane, Ben Cotton, right? There's a cane right above the Ben, so it threw me off. Ben Cotton, Asa Shneim Echa, Shneim Asar Dad Lakiyah, right? He fixed up the Kiyah, so there'd be 12 faucets on it. Tadal and the Resa, Kadesh Yu Shneim Asar Echa Vakonim, Asukim Batamid, Mekachin Yidem, Raglaim Bavasachas, right? We saw before that each person, each coin dealing with the Korban Tamid could wash their hands at the same time. Tadal and the Resa, Shachars Bimiluo, Mekadesh Yodav Raglov, Mina Elyon, right? Again, back in the day, the OG Kior, right? When it only had two faucets, two spouts. So in the morning, right, you would use the top spout, Mina Elyon, Arvis, and in the evening, Biridaso, in the bottom spout, Mekadesh, Yodav Ragov Minatachton. Right? And when it goes down, meaning that obviously the water, Biridaso, when the water would go down, right? Obviously, because they use up the water, right? There'd be less water in the evening than there was in the morning, logically. So in the morning, they use the top faucet and the bottom. In the afternoon, they would use the bottom. Why didn't they just have one at the bottom? Nah, that's a good kasha. I don't know. That's a good kasha. All right, either way. Fine. Vafu osa muchni l'kiur. So too, Ben Katan also made this kind of pulley type thing for the kiur. My muchni, what is that? Amravai gilgala, right? Some sort of wheel, right? I mean, if you can imagine, right? Like a wheel pulley system to mishkale, right? That he could put it on, in the water, and then he could dip the kiur down in the water, right? That you could lower it into the well. Munbaz amalach asar kol yados akelin, right? Munbaz made all of the of the handles of the kalim, the Beis HaMikdash out of gold. So the Gemara asks, why do you make the kalim out of gold? So Rabbi, biyados sakina. No, we're talking about knives. Right? And if you look at Rashi, she yes, the last sort sakina matzman shows off. It doesn't work. Right? Gold as a knife, right, doesn't cut well. So you can only use the handles and not the actual knife itself. That had to be made out of iron. So I'm basically asking you a question. One second. Afu asa kane kalim, the ogne kalim, the other kalim, the other sakinim yom kippurim shells of. Right? Don't you see that that again? Munbaz also makes the bases of all the kalim and the grips of all the kalim, right? The handles of the kalim and the handles of the knives out of gold. Meaning, it wasn't only the knives; it was all these other kalim. So, what about the other kalim? Why did you make these other kalim out of gold? Right? The only objection to making the entire kli out of gold was the knife. So why didn't he make all the other kalim out of gold? So Targum Abaye, Bekatata, the Nargi, Vechatsine. So Rabbi is talking about all these kalim that literally means the handles of axes and other items that would cut. So if you needed items that would cut, yeah, okay, so then gold is not a good metal to be using for an axe or a knife or whatever. So Abaye said that all the other kalim listed here are not really listed, but all the other kalim, when we're talking about other kalim, so it's talking about only items that would cut, and therefore it didn't make the entire kli out of gold. Okay, Helen Ima Asta Nevreshes Shelzav. Again, Helen Amalka made this type of, we'll see, it's a menorah or some sort of reflection type piece. The moment the sun went up, right, there would be sparks or light coming from this thing that she made. Everybody would know it would be time for to say Kriya Shema. The Gemara says, what do you mean? If you say Kriya Shema with the Anshei Mishmar, with the Kohanim who got up, right, whose turn it was to work in the Beis HaMikdash, or the Anshei Maimed, the people who were standing there, right, that was to represent Am Yisrael for the Korbanos. Lo Yotze, you're not Yotze. It's not the best way to say Kriya. Obviously, not really Lo Yotze straight up, but it's not Lo Yotze Lecharchila. Because the people in the Mishmar had to get up early, had to go do the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, right? The Kohanim, and they would say Shema a little bit earlier, and the Anshei Maamid would say it afterwards, later, after the Korban Talmud was done. Now, in Echanabi, it wasn't they didn't miss my Kriya Shema, Rechman Atzlan, but they did it early and did it late. So what do you mean? So what do you mean that they went, they would see the light? And they would know it's time to say Kriya Shema. Again, you're missing it if you're at that point. So Rabbi Elishar Amid Yerushalayim. No, in Echanami. So everybody else in Yerushalayim would see that light. Meaning it wasn't for the Kohanim or the Anshei Maamid because they had already said Kriya Shema at different times. Right? But the people in Yerushalayim, apparently you could see this light, this reflective or this type of menorah or whatever. And they would be able to know that it's time for them to say Kriya Shema, not the people in the Beis Hamikdash. Da'afi asta tavla, right? And she also made some sort of tablet to write the parsha of Sota. Shema mina. Apparently, we see from this that kosu megillah latinok leislamibot. Right? Apparently, we see that you can write a megillah, meaning a scroll, right? A text for a child. Right? That's not the entire Torah. Right, and you could write it on a parchment for to teach a kid, right, to teach a kid to learn. So Amar Reish Lakish, Moshe Rabbeinu, be'alef beis. And Reish Lakish says, no. Really, again, when we're talking about the Helen Yamaka made this tablet of gold, that was only with aleph beis, meaning it was only with acronyms. It was only with not acronyms, with abbreviations, meaning just they would have the first letter of each word, wouldn't write out the entire thing, and really you shouldn't, write only a part of the Torah properly. Now, this is actually a Gemara in Gittin, whether you can write part of a Torah, right? And really, we're not supposed to cut the Torah into pieces, right? And make breaks where Moshe didn't break. So the kasha is, can you write part of a piece of a Torah? So again, like, apparently, according to this Shita, right, this is the fact that Chachamim said that it was great, it was fine that what she did. So apparently, you tell me that you can write part of the Sefer in a separate passage, in a separate scroll. So Reish Lakish tempers everything and says, "Everybody, calm down. That's not what she did. She just wrote it with like the first letter of each word, so therefore everybody knew the acronym." Right, like when you there are certain abbreviations that everybody knows, right? So that everybody just kind of okay, that's what it was for. Right? I remember you walk into the shul of the Altsmoy shul in Prague of the Maral, and they have all these abbreviations all over the shul, and it's a bit of a fun guessing game to try to figure out which one is which. Right? Obviously, some you can figure out, and some is harder. But yeah, this time they were just abbreviations. So basically, asked the question, one second. Right, when the Kohen writes the Parsha of the Sota, right, so he has to look at the tablet, right, and then he writes down the Pesukim, right, meaning he kind of almost like he copies, right, and apparently implying that the Sota, right, the tablet did have the entire Parsha of the Sota on it. So it says, no, so you could just say that he saw Kema, just like it was written on the tablet, meaning he saw and it reminded him of the words, right? He saw the abbreviations and reminded him of the words. Maisvei asks another question. Again, same phrase. Now this Gemara elaborates. Right? What was written? Im shachavish osach, right? In lo shachav im satis and lo satis, right? Again, it clarifies. It spells it out. The Brisa spells it out that you had actual words on there. Gemara says, "Hasam b'sirugin." The Gemara says, "No, really, what it was is that if you look at Rashi, imlo kasav, imlo shachav achrav, Rashi tevos ad sofa mikra." Meaning, that was the beginning of each pasuk. The beginning of each pasuk was written out with a couple of words, and then it was Rashi tevos, and then it was abbreviations. So it wasn't entirely abbreviations. There were some abbreviations, and there were some words. But Mustama, right, it wasn't a violation of writing a part of the Torah, right, because it just had a couple of words there, and then the rest was abbreviations, and you can wiggle out of that machlokas and gittin either way. Okay, Shkara Kodar Avosa, we'll invite you to have a shas. It's Hashem, we should be zocha to see shalom and shaket and quiet in Eretz Yisrael and throughout the world, and Vyomar Kosh Baruch Hu Dai Kol Tzaroseinu. Amen, Ken Yerotzeh.